Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 176, season 8. Today's date is November 13th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. Today's episode, I'm going to do something a little unusual. I will first off, I will talk about my memories of the first house that I live in Chicago. That's not unusual. But the second part is my memories of bad and forgotten songs from the 1970s, which I listened on the radio station that is on WLS AM 89, the big 89. And it will fall under three categories. It will be the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when I talk about each song that I remembered, I will tell if it's good, I will tell if it's bad, and I'll also tell if it's really ugly. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm going to laugh myself silly. Because, one, I have a good memory of these songs, and two, I still have them on my Apple Music, and I listen to them from time to time. So this will be great. And someone mentioned on Facebook the other day, and said, "Why are you doing this?" And other people said, "No, I wanna hear this. This is gonna be fun." Okay, so depends on the person. Okay, right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Duncan Hines Chocolate Chip Cookie Mix. And here's a commercial from 1984. Oh, I remember this commercial very well. And I saw it on YouTube, and the cookies look awesome. I could use one right now with a glass of milk. So here is the commercial from 1984 for Duncan Hines Chocolate Chip Cookie Mix. Sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Duncan Hines Cookies!
Chewy, gooey, chewy, gooey, making chewy, gooey cookies, making homemade fun with Duncan Hines Cookie Mix.
If you love hot out of the oven homemade cookies, you're gonna love making chewy, gooey cookies with Duncan Hines Cookie Mix. Fun bacon cookies that are chewy, gooey, homemade good.
Ooh, we love to mix them, love to bake them, love to eat them. Duncan Hines is chewy, gooey, homemade good.
Duncan Hines Cookie Mix.
Chewy, gooey.
Homemade good.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Duncan Hines Chocolate Chip Cookie Mix. Oh, that chewy, gooey cookie. As for me, I love cookies. I'm a cookie addict. My favorite is not chocolate chip. I love chocolate chip, but my favorite are Oreos, and I'm addicted to them. And that's why I don't buy them. I don't want them in the house. And it's so good. And my favorite cookies are also, my mother makes Greek cookies, like, for example, Kourabiadis, Milomakarana. You know, Greek people will know what I'm talking about. And she'll make those Milomakarana, they're the honey dip cookies at Christmas time. I can't wait to have those. And but chocolate chip is my favorite. I love them when they come out of the oven. They smell so good. Oh, I'm trying to keep my weight down, but it's hard. Especially at my age, for anybody, that is. Okay, at the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about my memories of the first house I lived in Chicago. Also, I will talk about the bad and forgotten songs of the 1970s. Mostly they're one-hit wonders and lesser-known songs. So this will be a lot of fun. First, I'll talk about my health real quickly. I'm doing okay so far. I mentioned that the bone's gonna found a spot on my rib, so I'm beginning to feel a little pain, a little bit, and it comes and goes. So in about a month, I will go see my doctor. But the week before, I'll take a blood test. So I believe I'm going to be treated. I think I'm going to be okay. We don't know what it is. But I think I'm going to be fine. Just pray for me. I'll pray myself. Okay. First off, I will talk about the first house I live in Chicago. Let me give you a little history of that. When I was born in Chicago, my family and I, we did not live in a house. We lived in apartments. And when my mom and dad got married, they got married in Greece, and then they came over here in 1962. They stayed with my dad's aunt for a while until they get their own place. And I think it was about the time where my mom got pregnant. So then we had to leave. And then we found an apartment in South Shore. And we were there for about a year and a half, and then until my middle brother was born. And then we moved to another apartment a block away in the same neighborhood. And I have a few memories of that. It was beautiful back then. I loved it. I really did. Then I don't know, one day my dad decided that we moved out of there and go to Roseland. And because he owned property on Michigan Avenue, and there was a shoe store. It was called Shift Shoes, and we rented the apartment above. My mom wasn't thrilled. She wanted a house because then my other brother was born. So I have two brothers, and there was not enough room. But I loved living in Roseland. It was nice. We had Gately's People Store. It was good transportation for my dad to go downtown. He worked at the Hilton because he didn't drive. It was magical back then. It was very nice, but we needed a home. And we left in 1974. Neighborhood was changing. It was starting to. And then we moved to Ashburn. We bought a house near Daly College on South Pulaski. And I was excited. First off, I'm going to have my own bedroom, which is cool. But my brothers shared a bedroom. They did that until my younger brother moved out. But it was a nice house. Had three bedrooms, a nice big kitchen. Living room wasn't that bad. We had a basement, a big basement. They had like a wooden bar. And the tile floor was like something from the 60s. And it was kind of cool like that. They had multicolors. And the wood paneling on that. And it was great living there. I was very excited. And as for making friends over there, no. It was rough for me. Very rough. And when we moved there, we were not welcome with open arms because there were a couple issues. One, the people that used to live there, they didn't want them to move. Some of the kids didn't for some ridiculous reasons. And we got picked on for a while, you know, like it was terrible. Like we're discriminated. I mean, we're Greek people. What do you got against Greeks? I don't want to go into that. So over the years, I liked the house. The neighborhood I wasn't crazy about, you know, because I was afraid to go outside because I was bullied. And also at school, I was bullied because I was different from most kids. I had different interests. I wasn't into sports. You know, I didn't want, I tried every sport I played. Every known to man, I have tried baseball, football, tennis, basketball, hockey. I tried them all to see if I did very well. In bowling, nothing. I'm not an athlete. I still am not. I'm horrible. It's, you know, it's like the hall of shame. So I try to make friends, and, you know, our neighbors, you know, they tolerate with us and all that. But as the years went on, they liked us and we liked them, and it was wonderful. You know, that's nice. I guess because we were younger, and when you're younger, you get a little rebellious and you have an attitude, which I understand. I never knew why. Well, I still don't know why. So it was rough for me. You know, I was a very lonely kid most of the time. And that's why I know history, because I did a lot of reading and watching television. I did a lot of that. So I was sort of a bookworm, a nerd, and a geek. Still am to this day. So, but at the first house, it was very nice. My mom had a garden, which she loves. You know, she tended that. And the backyard, first it was, it had grass, but then we decided to cement it, you know, and we had a basketball net in the backyard because one of my brothers loves basketball, and he played almost every day. Then the kids came over and played, and then there were other kids that didn't live in the neighborhood. They came over and they played as well. they did that. And, you know, I participated in a couple games, but no. I gave up. I didn't want to do that. I just hide. That's what I did. Hangouts around the neighborhood. I went to, let's see if I'm trying to remember. Yeah, on 79th Street, I went to Edwards Drugstore. We used to get bubble gum, candy. We rode our Schwinn bikes there. That was a lot. That was nice. A park. We didn't really have a park nearby. Not really. I remember we played wiffle ball around by the, there was some warehouses a block away, and we used to play that. That was fun. And we played football on the street. Yeah, I played too, a little bit. Not very well, but I did. And so, yeah, on 79th Street, I went to Edwards Drugstore. There was Crestline Pharmacy. Let's see. Places to eat. There was Mr. Submarine. That's gone. Also, there was Toby's. When I went to high school, I went across the street there. Let's see what else. Oh, Cruising Music. I love Cruising Music. I bought my record albums there, and it was fun. I have a Facebook page about Cruising Music. That was one of my first Facebook pages. Someday I'll talk about that place, which is kind of cool. You know, it's great. I remember the t-shirts hanging, the black lights, the bongs in the back. Everything was labeled, the record albums, the A-tracks, the cassettes, you know, and they had the music surveys in the on the front by the door, you know, and it was a really hip place. I miss it. It really does. And as years went on, I went to Bogan High School, and first 2 years were rough, but the last two, junior and senior year, were wonderful. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And I got accepted more, and I was trying to be part of the gang and all that. And I still talk to my friends on Bogan on Facebook. And we had a couple of reunions, and I had a blast. I really did. I had a wonderful time. And so we lived there. We moved in 74. We moved out in 95. Neighborhood was changing. A lot of people we knew moved away. Like, for example, the kids went to college, and then they went. Then they got married, and a lot of people retired and moved away. They moved to another neighborhood. They moved out of state. So, yeah, it changed rapidly like that in a way. Not rapidly, but as the years went on, believe it or not, at my old neighborhood, there are a few people that still live there. Last I heard, there are quite a few. I passed by the old house maybe about, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. And the man who lived there let us in, and he changed everything. He remodeled the kitchen, the basement. You know, the bedrooms looked the same in a way, but the basement, they got rid of the bar. The wood paneling was gone, and the furnace was, you know, believe it or not, the furnace is still there that we lived there. I told him, yeah, that's our furnace. And he remodeled. We had a laundry. We had a washing machine. We didn't have a dryer. There was no room. So my mom, when she had the clothes dried, she hung them on the outside, the clothesline, or that we had a clothesline in that room. And we had a stove there too. And we also had the landline phone, that loud phone that was hanging on the wall. And we also had one in the kitchen. Later on, we installed another phone in my parents' bedroom. But we also, when the phone rang, we ran to it like that. And we had the long cord. I miss that. That's fun. Like that. And yeah, we visited, me and my brother visited a house. It was very nice. It was kind of sad. It really was sad. But I don't have the urge to go back to it. No, I couldn't do that. So that was fine. But I had good times and bad times there. I loved living in the house. That was the good times. You know, we had family dinners. You know, Thanksgiving, we had Christmases. You know, we watched television. We got our first VCR there. You know, cable came over there. And you know, we had a lot of people visiting, so it's nice, very nice indeed. And so right now I live in the suburbs, so I'm not a Chicago native anymore. No, I'm a suburbanite. So like I said, so I'm sure everyone has memories of their first home, you know, growing up. And they talk about, I've seen that talked about on Facebook. You know, I run a group also on Facebook. It's the Neighborhood Ashburn. It runs from Pulaski to maybe Kedzie. And from 75th Street to 87th Street. So we got everyone. You know, when I started this group, it was like 10 years ago, I added a few people I knew, not many. And then all of a sudden, everyone else added the people they knew, and it grew and grew and grew. And it was amazing like that. And there was a guy, he was, he helped me out. He was, I was the admin, but he helped out. He was an admin too. His name was Jim Gibbons. And, he lived in a neighborhood, and unfortunately, he passed away this year of cancer. And he seemed like a nice guy, and I was so sad. I was very sad about that. And he told me, "Yo, keep." And so people post their pictures of their old homes. I pictured Ford City, you know, and all that. I have a Ford City group too, so that was a lot of fun, you know. And it's amazing. Then people reunited with everyone and all that. That's kind of nice. Also, we talked about the firehouse in the neighborhood. That's on 77th Street in South Pulaski. There was a pool back then, and we used to go to the swimming pool in the back. It's been removed. And I remember getting, they had a vending machine. They had Pepsis, and we used to get that. That's kind of nice. You know, and then we had Fort Hill. That was the hill. That was the entrance to the Fort City that would go around. And it's like from Fort City Drive to Pulaski 76. And we used to play baseball there, or softball, or, you know, rode our bikes down. Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's very nice. Okay. So once I post this episode on my social media accounts, you can comment if you'd like about your first home in Chicago. Okay. That sounds nice. All right. So right now, I will talk about the bad and forgotten songs of the 1970s, my memories of those. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. Now we're going to get started. I will talk about the bad and forgotten songs of the 1970s, the one-hit wonders and lesser-known tracks. It will fall into three categories: good, bad, and ugly. And I got this from a CD collection. It's called "Have a Nice Day." A lot of people would know this, and it's called, well, actually, it's called "The Super Hits of the 70s." Have a Nice Day. And I remember this was 30 years ago, and I saw the CDs on sale. I go, "Oh, wait a minute! I gotta buy this." And so, you know, there are songs that were memorable and memorably bad. So there are 25 volumes. So I'm not going to read every song on the CDs, just the ones that we remember the most. And I'll talk about them. And also a few songs that were bad that were not on the CD. And I'll do that last. So this will be fine. Okay, so here we go. And let's see. Here's the first one. Let's see. Here's one that stood out the most of the volume one. It's Cherry Hill Park from Billy Joy Royal. He used to sing down in the Boondocks in the 60s. But this came out in 69, and I remember listening to this when I was little. And it's a catchy song. You know, it's not bad. It's okay. You know, it's okay. So it's between good and bad. Okay. And also, we have Venus from the Shocking Blue. I think they were from Denmark, I think. I'm not sure. And Bananarama did a remake. Actually, I like both versions. So Venus is okay. Here's one. Here's Arizona. Arizona. Na, 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 na. And it's sung by Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, and the Raiders. This is a good song. I like the song. Let's see. Also, there was The Rapper by the Jaggers. It's a real ding, 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 ding. It's a real song. So that's a good song. Here's one called Tracy. Now, this is a group from the Cufflinks, but if you recognize the lead singer, that is Ron Dante, who sang The Archies. You know, he sang that. And I can't think of the other group that he sang. It'll come to me. But yeah, he sang. So when you remember the cartoon, The Archies, based on the Archie comics, he sang the songs like Sugar, Sugar, Jingle and Jingle Jangle. Yeah, he sang that. And so Sugar, dun, 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 oh, honey, honey. Like that. Here's a song called Mississippi Queen by Mountain. That's a one-hit wonder. That's not bad. Okay. Next up, last night I posted a photo of Edison Lighthouse, and their famous song was "Love Grows Where Rosemary Goes." And let's see, I'm trying to remember the song, the singer. Edison, I used to hear this all the time in WLS 89. It was very popular. It is not bad. It's good song. And the lead singer, his name was Anthony Burroughs. And he also sang on United We Stand by Brotherhood of Man. And also he was in a group called White Plains, My Baby Loves Loving. Dun, 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 dun. Also, Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins. He sang on that. And also Beach Baby by the First Class. Okay. So they were good songs. Yeah, that was fun to listen to. It's so fun to listen to. It really is. Okay. Let's see what else. There was a group called The Marmalade, and they sang Reflections of My Life, and it was really long. It's kind of bad, you know, in between. Also, there's a singer called Bobby Martin. She sang For the Love of Him, but it sounds like a Vegas song, and that's bad, you know. And I have it, you know, that's on the CD of that. And let's see. So another group was called the Poppy Family. And it goes, "Which way you going, Billy?" Bad. Really bad. And let's see what else. We have Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens was a singer. And the first song, it was "Everything is Beautiful." And you hear kids in the background singing like that. It's really bad. You know, it's ugly like that. But I like the song in a way, but it's an ugly song like that. He also sang "Get Tarzan." Also, I don't know if he sang "Ahab or Arab." Maybe he did. I know he sang "The Streak." Do you remember that? That was goofy. It's like, okay, and next up we have, there was a woman named Robin McNamara. She says, "Lay a little loving on me, lay a little loving on me, dun, 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 dun." She passed away recently. Oh, that's a shame. So that was all right. Okay. Next up we have Melanie. She sang two songs. One was "Lay Down," and the other one was "A Brand New Key." And either you liked it or you hated it. She's still performing. She really is. She's still performing to this day. So that's great. Also, we got Mungo Jerry, "In the Summertime." In the summertime. Da, 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 da. That's okay, too. Okay. We also have Sugarloaf, "Green Eyed Lady." And they also sang that classic song. I used to hear it all the time in WLS. "Don't Call Us, We'll Call You." They sang that one too. I like "Green Eyed Lady" better. You know, that was bad. Next up we have, oh, here's Indiana Wants Me. And that's sang by a singer called R. Dean Taylor. That's ugly. And it's okay. It's considered ugly, but it's all right. And he passed away not too long ago. He had COVID. Oh, that's awful. That's too bad. Also, we have Montego Bay by Bobby Bloom. He passed away, unfortunately, right after the song was released. And let's see what else. Also, we have a few songs by Jerry Reed. Remember that? He was famous on Smoking the Bandit in the movies with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field. And he sang Amos Moses. And also, When You're Hot, You're Hot. When You're Not, You're Not. And there was a group called Punch, and they sang Falling Lady. I think that's one of their one hit, and that was gone. You're out of here. Okay. And next up, we got Yellow River by Christy. Yellow River. Na, na, na. Also, we have, do you remember, I Promise You a Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. Yeah, so that was a big country hit. That was it. And then we have, there was a group called Wadsworth Mansion, and he sang Sweet Mary. Sweet Mary, na, 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 na. That was a good, that's a classic 70s song that was played on WLS AM all the time. All the time they played it like that. Also, there was a duo called Brewer and Shipley, and they sang One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Baby, One Toke Over the Line. And they also sang Tokyo Road, which I like. And I read somewhere there was a documentary about this duo, and you could see it on the internet if you're interested. Okay, and also we have Mark Lindsay, the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Ravers, singing Silverbird. Silverbird, dun, 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 dun. I like that. Yeah, I heard that all the time. I really did. And that was okay. All right. Next up, we have the singer's name is Daddy Dewdrop, and he sang Chick-a-Boom, 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 bad. Chick-a-Boom, boom, boom, Chick-a-Boo, Chick-a-Boom, boom, boom. Also, we have Lobo. You remember Lobo? He sang Me and a You and a Dog Named Boo. I like the song. It's funny. I don't know. Also, we have Superstar. That was sang by Murray Head. He starred in Jesus Christ Superstar. And that came out in 1973. And that music was a big hit. And, you know, it's very, I saw the movie once. I liked it, you know, but the song was, it was okay. Also, here's a classic 70s song. It's from, by three guys called Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. And it's Don't Pull Your Love. Now, that's a classic love song. And that falls kind of bad, good, and a little bit. Also, we have the Raiders, Indian Reservation, Cherokee People, Cherokee Tribe. That's a catchy. I remember listening to this on the school bus when I went to Curious, you know, the elementary school. And had my radio. Oh, no, I did not have my radio. Some other kid had the radio, and I listened to it. Okay, and we have the Fortunes going, Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again. Dun, 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 dun. Also, we have a group called The Chase, and it's called, and the song is called Get It On. It goes, dun, 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 dun. I like that. That's almost bad. Okay. Next up, we have a group or a person called Krabby Appleton, and he sang Go Back, and that's kind of... that's a classic one-hit wonder that disappeared. Yeah, so it was okay. Let's see, what else? We have five-man electric band, Sign. Sign, signs everywhere, sign, sign. Like that. And next up, there's a singer called, his name was Bobby Russell. And he sang a song called Saturday Morning Confusion. I've heard that many times. It was kind of bad, like that. He used to be married to Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show. And she had a hit song, too. And I'll get to that in a moment. So, you know, that was interesting. Also, here's a classic 70s song that I like very much. It's from the Stampeders, Sweet City Woman. Sweet City Woman. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And we also have Lighthouse, One Fine Morning. It was like a rock song, really cool. That. Oh, it was okay. Let's see what else. There was a female singer. Her name was Gail McCormick. She's saying It's a Crying Shame. She passed away about a few years ago. Okay. And next up we have Lee Michaels singing that classic song, Do You Know What I Mean? Ding, 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 do you know what I mean? Classic 70s song. Not bad. Also, there was a group called Sweat Hog, not from Welcome Back, Kotter. And it's saying Hallelujah. And that came and went. Here's a classic group, Bullet. And they sang that classic one-hand wonder, White Lies, Blue Eyes. So it went, White Lies of Blue Eyes. Dun, 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 dun. Also, there was Redbone. They sang The Witch Queen of New Orleans. They also sang Come and Get Your Love. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that? And there was a group called Apollo 100, and they sang Joy, and it's kind of instrumental, you know, ding, 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 like that. Also, there was Climax. It was a love song, and their classic song was Precious and Few. The lead singer of that group, his name was Sonny Geraci, and he sang for The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me, you know. He sang that song. He was a great singer. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. Okay. Then we have somebody named Giorgio, and he sang Son of My Father. I vaguely remembered this song, and it was like, ugh. Okay. Next up, we have a group called JoJo Gunn, and they say, Run, Run, Run. I remember that. Here's another bad song, or ugly, is a group called Commander Cody, and they said, Hot Rod Lincoln. Ding. Ding, 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 like that. Okay. Also, let's see. We have a couple groups, like Dr. Hook, they sang Sylvia's Mother, but they had a lot of great hits later on, you know, and they were great. I like that. And also Gallery, It's So Nice to Be With You. Ding, 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 ding. Also, here's a song called How Do You Do? And How Do You Do? And that's a group called Mouth and McNeil. Oh, boy. That's bad. Yeah. There's a singer called Python Lee Jackson. He sang In Broken Dream. I don't remember this song, but once I burned it on the computer, you know, and I listened to it, it's okay. Also, here's the singer. His name was Gilbert Earl Sullivan, and he sang Alone Naturally. He also sang Claire. I heard that song all the time. This guy was on the radio all the time, and he sang those two songs. He's not a bad singer. You know, songs are... Also, here's a classic one-hit wonder, rock classic, from Argent. Hold your head up. Oh, hold your head. Next up, we have The Candyman from Sammy Davis Jr. The Candyman can, the Candyman can. Let me tell you a little memory of that. I first heard this song on the TV show in Chicago, BJ and the Dirty Dragon. And I remember there was Maynard the Bird. He was a crow, and he had a bag of candy. And they played that song while he was doing it. And that's where I first heard The Candyman. Isn't that something? Oh, amazing. Also, I have a group called Sailcat, a Motorcycle Mama. Also, we have Looking Glass, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. Yeah. Also, we have Daniel Boone, Beautiful Sunday. Beautiful Sunday. Also, we have Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 2. I think we don't know what happened to him. He's in jail, so I won't go into that. Also, Rick Springfield had a hit in the 70s. It was called Speak to the Sky. He was from Australia, and then he had bigger hits in the 80s, like Jesse's Girl and Don't Talk to Strangers. But he was kind of well-known in America, but he catapulted later. So he did that. Also, we got Hot Butter, That's a group. It's popcorn. I don't know if you remember, if people in Chicago remember the segment was called Snippets, and they played that song, you know, during the cartoons. So they used a Hot Butter song. Also, we have Cashman and West. They sang American City Sweet. A lot of people remember that. Also, we have Austin Roberts, Something's Wrong With Me. Also, we have Chi Coltrane, Thunder and Lightning. Oh, Thunder and Lightning. Also, we have Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein, dun, 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 instrumental song. That's a good song. I like that. Also, we have Albert Hammond, It Never Rains in Southern California. That's, I like the song, but it falls on the bad. Okay, and we have Hurricane Smith, Obey, What Would You Say? Also, there's a singer called Edward Bear, and his song was called The Last Song. That's not a bad song. Also, we have Ludden Wainwright III. He sang Dead Skunk. Okay. Ah, here we go. Now we have Vicki Lawrence, and she sang the night that the lights went out in Georgia. And she's not a bad singer, but she's a comedian. I like her because she's funny. And she, you know, and her ex-husband, Bobby Russell, wrote the song. And it was a number one hit. You know, I remember hearing that. She was interviewed on YouTube, and she talked about that, and it was very interesting how the song came about and all that. And they made a movie. There was a movie with the same title of that, The Night the Lights Went Out, which starred Christy McNichol. I don't know if that was a related song, but I think she sang it. She's not a singer, really. Okay. Also, we have Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. I like that. Dobie Gray, Drift Away, Skylark, Wildfire. Ah, here's my other one. We have Stories, and it's Brother Louie. Louie, 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 Louie. You got that? Also, we have the DeFranco family, and they sang Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat. They were like the Osmonds. Oof, bad, ugly. Ugh. Also, let's see what else we got. We got Clint Holmes singing Playground in My Mind. Do, 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 do. Okay. Then we have Maureen McGovern, The Morning After. That was the theme song on the disaster movie in 1974, The Poseidon Adventure. Also, we have The Dueling Banjos that was on Deliverance, the 1972 movie that starred Burt Reynolds, Eric Weisberg, and Steve Mandel. Ding, 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 ding. Also, we have Donna Fargo. She was a country singer. She sang Funny Face, but I heard she has multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed later. I hope she's doing well. We haven't heard from her. Also, we have a group, someone named Diodato, and the song was called Also Sprach Zarathustra. I can't pronounce it. So that was like an instrumental. Also, there was a singer. His name was Judd Strunk, and he sang Daisy a Day. Now, he was a cast member of Roland Martin's Laugh-In in the last season, and he sang that song. And I have it on DVD, and he's not bad, you know. I heard he died in a plane crash in 1981, you know, and that was terrible. And let's see, we have Albert Hammond, the Free Electric Band. Also, there's a singer called B.W. Stevenson. He sang My Maria. Also, we have El Chicano, he's saying, tell her she's lovely. Oh, boy. Not bad. Okay, we have, I have a few more before we go on break. We have Terry Jacks' Season and the Sun. We had fun, we had laughter, we had singing in the season, in the sun, blah, 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 blah. Also, there was a singer called Jim Stafford. I remember he had a TV show. He was a country singer. He sang Spiders and Snakes. And he sang another song, I forgot. Okay, we have Black Oak, Arkansas. They sang Jim Dandy. That's a remake. Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll, Hoochie Coo. Also, David Exus, Rock On. Remember that? We have Blue Suede. They sang Hook on a Feeling. That's B.J. Thomas sang that. There's a group I don't know. I think they're from Europe or some other country. Mocidades, they sang Eras 2. That meant Touch the Wind. I don't remember that. Okay, and we have The Entertainer by Marvin Hamlisch. Do you remember that? That played by the Sting from 1973. Okay, whew, that's it. Okay, that's part one of that. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll come back, and I'll talk about some more. So this will be a long show, everyone, but it's a fun show. Okay, thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. I took a quick break. We got a long list, so we got more to come, and I'll be as fast as I can. I won't go into more detail. Okay, so here we go. We have Midnight at the Oasis by Maria Muldaur. I like the song. It was good. The other song I mentioned about Jim Stafford is My Girl Bill. I don't know what that means. I don't know. But it was a popular song. Also, here's a real bad song by Billy Bo Donaldson. Billy, don't be a hero. It's catchy, but it's bad. Okay. Also, we have Radar Love from Golden Earring. Now, that's a classic song. They're not from the United States. They're from, I don't know what country. They sang Twilight Zone in the 80s. You know, and that was a good song. Here's one of the most infamous songs that was recorded. It was from Paper Lace. I think they're a group from England. The Night Chicago Died. And they mentioned in the beginning, like, the east side of Chicago. Well, in Chicago, we sort of have an east side. We have a north side. We have a south side. We have a west side. East side, yeah, but it's like southeast, you know, like that. Or in the city, like that. Also, we have Dave Loggins, Please Come to Boston. Also, we have Wet Willie, Keep on Smiling. Here's one that I like very much. It's Rock Me Gently by Andy Kim. Rock me gently, rock me slowly, make it easy, don't you know. Also, we have a singer. His name is Billy Swan. He says, I can help. He played that all the time in WLS on AM radio, all the time. Also, there was Reunion. It's called Life is a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me. Someone on WLS changed that, the words, for some reason. I'm trying to remember why, but they did that. Also, we have Kung Fu Fighting from Carl Douglas. We also have Hot Chocolate. You remember them? They say Emma. Some people, when I was on the bus in elementary school, they sang that song, Emma, Emily. Also, we have Sammy Johns, Chevy Van. Oh, boy. And that song was based on Smokey and the Bandit. That was very popular. Also, we have the Hudson Brothers. You remember they were the three brothers that sang? They had a variety show. They were funny. I like them. And they sing So You Are a Star. They sing another song, but I'll get to that in a minute. Also, there was a song called Up in a Puff of Smoke by Polly Brown. Okay. here's Jackie Blue. Ooh, Jackie Blue by Ozark Mountain Daredevils. They played this all the time in the 70s. All the time. It's still played to this day. If you listen to Me FM, they'll play it. Also, we have Ace. How long... Okay, and we also have Michael Murphy singing Wildfire. Eh, it's okay. Also, Pilot. Oh, ho, ho, his magic. You know, they play that song when they sell prescription drugs on TV. Also, we have 10cc, I'm Not in Love. You remember that? Things We Do for Love. Things We Do for Love. That's another song they had. Also, there was Dwight Tully Band, I'm on Fire. Also, well, I'm not going to that. Okay. We have Run, Joey, Run, Joey, Run, Joey, Run by David Geddes. They sang this song on the TV show Glee. And they did that. And that wasn't bad, but this one, oh, no. And then we have, here's a singer called Austin Roberts. He sang Rocky, but it has nothing to do, I don't think it has anything to do with the movie. We also have Jigsaw. Sky High, remember that? That's a classic song. Came out in 75. I used to hear it all the time on the radio. Also, Bay City Rollers. You know, that's one of the first songs they sang Saturday night. and you believe in, do you believe in magic or money, honey? And and they sang that remake song from Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You, like that. And they were big back then, big. You know, girls were nuts about them. Also, we have C.W. McCall. He played Convoy. He sang Convoy. I think it was based on the movie. I think it was with Kris Kristofferson. He just passed away this year. Yeah, early this year. He died. Also, Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing. Dun, dun, dun. Heard that all the time. We have the Ides of March from Vehicle. They're from here, from Berwyn. I can't think of the lead singer song because I saw him at a record store and I see him on TV. I think it's Jim Pernick. Yeah, that's him. You know, and I see him on Channel 9 and he sang that song. Oh, classic. Classic song from the 70s. Then we have Ride, Captain Ride from Blues Image. Also, we have 10 Years After, I Love to Change the World. We also have, there was a group called Flash. It was called Small Beginnings. Okay. And then we have King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight. Na, 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 na. And let's see. We got, there was a singer called Ian Thomas. He sang Painted Ladies. Oh, bad. Also, there was singer Freddie Fender. Do you remember him? He sang Before the Next Teardrop Falls, and then he did Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. I remember they did a commercial, and he did his classic hits. The other song that Hudson Brothers sang was Rendezvous. Also, we got Smoking in the Boys' Room by Brownsville Station. I think, was it Poison that did the remake? I think so. I think they did that. Also, we have Orleans, Dance With Me, dun, dun, dun. And they did Love Takes Time. Great, great songs. Also, we have Nazareth, Love Hurts, and they sang Hair of the Dog. I think one of the singers died just last week, I heard about. And here's the ugly one. Oh, Feelings by Morris Albert. Feelings. Nothing more than feeling. Oh my goodness. Ooh, that was bad. Also, we have Dreamweaver by Gary Wright. Dreamweaver. Okay. Also, the Bellamy Brothers. They were a country duo. Let Your Love Flow. I like that one. Also, we have Maxine Nightingale, Right Back When We Started From. You know, those two songs I mentioned, I bought that on the Hit Machine by K-Tel, and I bought it in Cruising Music, and they were on the album. And that's what I remember. Also, there was Elvin Bishop, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Also, Pratt and McLean, they sang Happy Days. They sang the theme song. Also, we have a singer, Henry Gross. He sang Shannon, and it was about a dog, not a girl. here's another ugly one. Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight, Skyrockers in Sight, Afternoon Delight. Oh, boy. Also, we have Starbuck, Moonlight, Feels Right. Also, we have England Dan and John Ford Coley, I Really Love to See You Tonight. That's not a bad song, but they had other songs. What was it going on? I can't think of it. Okay. Right now, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a commercial. It's called the 70s Preservation Society. And this commercial was from 1991, and it featured all the one-hit wonders from the 70s. And I remember this commercial very well, and they played it all the time on television. And they have the guy that's talking. He's got the 70s hairdo and the clothes and the polyester. He was wearing a polyester suit, and he got 70s memorabilia all over the place. It looked cheesy, but it was effective, and a lot of people bought it, and it was available on record LP and cassette, not 8-track. No. I'm sure CD too. So sit back and enjoy the commercial, and I'm sure you remember it. So, and I'll be back with the rest of the list, and it won't be very long, I promise you folks. Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the 70s Preservation Society.
Hello, friends. I founded the 70s Preservation Society to keep the forgotten music of the 1970s alive forever. And on our new song collection, Those Fabulous 70s, you can enjoy 23 of the decade's greatest hits by the original superstars. Who can forget the beloved Partridge Family? Supergroup The Bay City Rollers. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. How fabulous is this collection? Every song was a top 10 hit, and 15 of the 23 songs soared to number one on the charts. Many of these classic recordings are available for the first time in years on Those Fabulous 70s. Look out, it's the Raiders.
Cherokee people.
The Candyman can. The immortal Sammy Davis Jr.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it.
Funk legend Wild Cherry.
Play that funky music, wild boy. Play that funky music right.
At the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Yes, you get 23 top 10 hits. That's over 75 minutes of magical 70s music. Available on double-length cassette, just $14.99. CD, just $18.99. Sorry, not available on 8-track. To order, call the number on your screen or send check or money order to Those Fabulous 70s. And if you order now, you can join our society and receive a limited edition 70s Preservation Society buddy. So write or call the number on your screen now.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. And they played most of the songs that I described during the program. And that's something, and a couple that I didn't. So I'll get to that right now. Okay, here we go. Here are the rest. Here's a group called Silver, and it went bang, bam, shang-a-lang, like that. La, la, la. Remember that? That came out in 76, and I heard that on the radio. Also, we have Burton Cummings, Stand Tall. Remember that? Also, Mary McGregor, she sang Torn Between Two Lovers. Ugly. Oh, I heard the song all the time, you know, but I still have it in my collection. Also, we have Kenny Nolan. He says, I like dreaming and dreaming. Na, na, na. Okay. Also, David Soul, he's saying, don't give up us on, baby. You know, he's a good singer. He's a great actor. I loved him on Starsky and Hutch. But this song became number one. And I don't know if he sang afterwards, but I haven't seen him lately. I think he retired. Or last I heard, he moved to London. And it was pretty good, but a lot of people hated it. Excuse me. Okay. Next up, we have David Dundas, Jeans On. I got my jeans on. I got my blue jeans on. Also, Andrew Gold. He's saying Lonely Boy. I'm just a lonely boy. Lonely boy. It's not Lonely Boy from Paul Anka or Donny Osmond. This is another one. I'll get to Andrew Gold in a second. He sang another famous song. Also, we have a Climax Blues Band. Now, this is a good song. Couldn't Get It Right. And Couldn't Get It Right. And they had another hit in the 80s. I can't think of it, you know. Also, Alan O'Day that sang Undercover Angel. Undercover Angel, Midnight Tennessee. Oh, boy. That came out about when I was in eighth grade. Yeah, I heard that on the radio. Also, we have the theme song for Rocky from Bill Conti, Gonna Fly Now. I remember seeing Rocky in the theater for the first time at Fort City. And they sang that song right across the screen. Oh, that was memorable. I loved it. That was great. Also, we have Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. Okay. Also, we have Seals and Crofts, Get Closer. I like this song, you know, and they sing Summer Breeze. Also, Diamond Girl. That was good. Also, we have Cliff Richard, Double Woman. He's a very popular singer in England. He had a lot of hits from the 60s and the 70s, but this was a classic 70s song that reached number one, I believe, in America, maybe. And I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe retired. You know, I haven't heard from him. He was an actor, too. He did that. I remember he did a duet with Olivia Newton-John called Suddenly. That was a good song. One thing I won't mention is disco songs here, because that's a separate category. So I won't do that. Like, for example, there's Rick D's Disco Duck. Bad. So I would talk about it another time. You know, the bad disco songs. There were some good disco, some bad disco. We'll see. Also, there was a group called Hot, and they sang Angel in Your Arms. And they say, in your angel in your arm this morning. Remember that? And there was a group called Smokey, Living Next Door to Alice. And then there's another singer, Peter McCann. Do you want to make love? Oh, boy. Engelbert Humperdinck, the singer, he had a song called After the Lovin', and that was pretty good. I like that. Also, there was a singer called Dean Friedman. He sang Ariel. That was bad, ugly. Okay, now we have the Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire. I used to hear this all the time on WLS, all the time. Smoke from a Distant Fire, like that. Okay. Then we have Black Betty. Oh, Black Betty, bam, bam. Oh, Black Betty, bam, bam. They used to play this on the loop. I heard that, but they played it on WLS, and there's a group called Ranjan. It came out in 77, I think. Also, we have the Star Wars themes from Miko. Oof, that instrumental. It's the disco version. Oof. Also, we have the group Player, Baby Come Back. One of the singers, his name was Ron Moss, and he was an actor on The Bold and the Beautiful, the soap opera. He's not there anymore, but he was there until the beginning, and then he left a few years ago, but he was a member of that group. Also, there was Mary Wilson, Telephone Man. I think that's the name of the song. Then we have Jay Ferguson, Thunder Island. Thunder Island. Dun, 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 dun. We have Dan Hill, Sometimes When We Touch. You see this on commercials. Also, Warren Zevon. Zevon? Zevon. Werewolves of London. Ah-woo. Also, we have David Gates. He's saying, Goodbye, Girl. This is from the movie from 1977 that starred Richard Dreyfuss and Marsha Mason. And I went to see this movie with my brother at Fort City. And it was a good... I never saw it after that. It was once. And it was a good movie. It was by Neil Simon, directed by him. And it was a great movie. I like that. Also, Bonnie Tyler, It's a Heartache. We don't know the other song she's famous for, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Also, we have Michael Johnson, Bluer Than Blue. A lot of people remember that. We have Exile. Oh, You Kiss You All Over. Oh, that came out in 78 when I was in high school. I heard that all the time. They were a country group. Also, we have Walter Egan. He's saying Magnet and Steel. They came out then. I don't know what happened to him. Also, we have Hot Chocolate. Everyone's a Winner, Baby. We have Nick Glider. Hot Child in the City. They played it all the time. John Paul Young. Love is in the Air. Nicolette Larson. A Lot of Love. I like that song. They played it all the time on the radio when I was high school. Unfortunately, she passed away a few years ago. And I think that was her only hit. That was it. Also, we have Dancing Shoes from Nigel Olsen. He's from England. Ah, here's another song. Stumbling In by Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. They played this all the time in the late 70s on WLS and probably WFYR in Chicago. Susie Quattro is best known as Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days. And you know what? When they were dressed in the 50s and the 60s, she looked like she looked today. That's what she looked. Should have told her to dress like in the 50s, but no, you know. I think they did that because, you know, to get a record, you know, her singing career going. So it's like a promotion. Okay, we have The Neck, My Sharona. I used to hear it all the time when I was in high school. Also, we have John Stewart Gold. Also, Rex Smith, You Take My Breath Away. This is based on a TV movie from 1979 that he starred in, and he sang that song, and it catapulted to number one. And he's an actor. He was in, I forget what TV show, but he was the first Daredevil, the superhero on TV. He played that. Also, we have Sniffin' Tears, Driver's Seat. Dim, dim, dim. Also, we have, let's see, what else? Oh, that singer, John Stewart, that sang Gold, Stevie Nicks, she was a background singer. She sang background on that. Okay, we have Robert John, Sad Eyes, ugly. We have Ian Gohm, Hold On. Also, we have Focus, and they sang Hocus Pocus. It's a long song, and it's a weird song. Also, we have Kiki D. She sang I Got the Music in Me. She's famous for her duet with Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Okay, and we have Pure Prairie League singing Amy. Vince Gill was in that group. Also, there was a group, Gun Hill Road. They sang this weird song, Back When My Hair Was Short. And I remember that. Oh, boy. Ugly. Bad, too. Then we have Fox on the Run. I love this song. It's by Sweet, I think, from England. Fox on the Run. Okay. Now we got John Travolta singing Let Her In. Here's a story about it. I remember him singing this song on American Bandstand, and he was interviewed with that. That was during when he was on Welcome Back, Carter. He's not a bad singer. He's great, but this song, oof, ugly. Okay, we're almost done. So we have Sean Cassidy. Hey, Deanie, won't you go out tonight? And then he sang the do run, 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 the do run, run. Remember that? And also, here's a singer. His name was Paul Nicholas, and he sang Heaven on the Seventh Floor. Oh, that's fine. And here we are back to Andrew Gold, and he's saying, thank you for being a friend. Now, if that song sounds familiar, that's the theme song of the Golden Girls. So they got it from Andrew. But the Golden Girls thing, I like the Golden Girls thing better. I really do. Let's see, we got Making It by David Naughton, best known for the Dr. Pepper. You know, he did Dr. Pepper commercials, also American Werewolf in London. And he sang this song, and they had a TV show. Excuse me. Didn't last long. It was during the disco era. Okay. We have Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me. Dun, 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 dun. We also have Chuck Mangione, Feels So Good. It's an instrumental song. Also, we have Samantha Song. She sang Open Motion. You hear the Bee Gees in the back. And then we have Wet Willie, Street Corner Serenade. You remember that? Okay, we're almost done, folks. We have Love is Like Oxygen by Sweet, you know, saying that Fox on the Run. Also Ambrosia, How Much I Feel. You're the biggest part of me. That's another song. Yeah, but they're good singers. I like them. Also, here was a singer. His name was Ian Matthews. And he sang Shake It. Shake it, baby. Shake it all around. I like that. Also, here's a group duo, LeBlanc and Carr, singing Falling. Okay. Also, there was Gino Vannelli, I Just Want to Stop. Oh, that played it all. He's from Montreal, Canada. Living with Myself. That's another song. Also, there's a group called City Boy, and it's 5705. It's a weird song. Also, there was New York Groove. That's sang by Ace Frehley from Kiss. He had his own song. Do you remember Kiss had their own record albums, each of the members? I remember that. I saw that adventure. And there was a singer called Toby Bo. His name, Angel Baby. No, My Angel. Oh, bad. Ugly. Ugh. Also, Orleans Love Takes Time. And also, there's a singer called, his name is Roger Vidouris. He sang Get Used to It. I remember that one. And Maxine Nightingale sang Lead Me On. Okay, remember that? Okay. I cover most of the songs on the CD collection, Have a Nice Day, the super hits of the 70s. So here's a few that were not in the albums, but I'll go really quickly of the bad songs. So I'm sure you do you remember Bad Blood by Neil Sedaka? He also sang Laughter in the Rain. Also we have Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. Oh, ugly, you know. She's a pretty girl, and but they made a movie about that. And excuse me. I'm in my throat. So You'd Up My Life was a movie. Came out in 1977, starred Didi Khan from Greece. And she didn't sing. Debbie Boone sang. So that was it. Okay, so hold on a second. I'll be right back, folks. Okay, everyone, I'm back. I had to take a quick break. I had to clear my throat. So let's, where did I left off? Oh, yeah. You Light Up My Life from Debbie Boone. There was a movie in 1977 that starred Didi Khan. She did not sing the song. And I've seen the movie a little bit on TV. I should have watched the whole thing, but it's really bad. Okay. Then we have Rhinestone Cowboy from Glen Campbell. Remember that? Okay. Let's see. Ah, here's really ugly. You're Having My Baby by Paul Anka and Odia Coates. You're Having My Baby. Oh, I heard this on the radio all the time. It was terrible. But, you know, Paul Anka is a great singer. I love his hits from the late 50s and 60s, you know, but this one, no. Ah, another ugly one. Muskrat Love by Captain Tennille. It was very popular, but it was awful. Awful. Oh, my God. Let's see what else. I think that's it. I'll let you know in a second. Da, 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 da. And okay, I think that's it. Yep, that's it for today. Oh boy, forgive me, everyone. You know that I rambled on and went on, but I had a fun show, and this is the longest I've ever done. When I post this on social media and YouTube, I will let everyone know this will be like an hour show. So it went over like that. So these songs will live on forever, whether you like it or not. You know, good, bad, or ugly. You know, the 70s were an interesting decade when it came to music. The 80s were like that too, but I think the 80s didn't really have bad songs, you know, or the 60s, not much, but the 70s, yes, they did, a lot of them, you know, but I was a kid then and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening on the radio, you know, and I have them on my Apple Music, so, you know, if I'm in a mood, this will do it. Okay. So that'll be all for today's show. I talked about my memories of my first house I lived in Chicago and also the bad and forgotten songs of the 1970s. Oh, there were a lot of them. I didn't do disco songs. That's another time. There are not that many, so thank God for that. And so the songs that I listened on WLSAM 89, also WFYR, also WDAI. That was a rock station. Then it turned to disco. I don't know if they listened to that. And what else? It's another radio station that listened. No. And I remember the disc jockeys like Bob Sirac, John Records Landecker. They played with these songs. Bob Sirac is still on radio. He's on WGN AM. In the mornings, you can listen to him. He doesn't play music, but he talks. So he's a wonderful man. I like him very much. And I believe he follows my page. He does follow me on Vanishing Goggleland, so that's good. Okay, this is Pico Stars, your host for Vanishing Goggleland Stories. This is the first show of the new season, Season 8 of Episode 176. So I will do another podcast episode probably Tuesday or this next weekend. We will see. And the holidays are coming soon. Thanksgiving's coming up, so I'm looking forward to that. One of my favorites. So thank you for joining me again. I hope everyone have a great day. And bye-bye for now for me. And here's Ray Renner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.